Coming up this Saturday is Lemonade Day, and we did speak about it a little bit a couple weeks ago. Joining us this morning, we have Bill Swift from the Greater Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce to give us an update on what the young entrepreneurs are up to and what to expect on Saturday. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yes. So last time you were, I guess, recruiting young people or getting the word out that Lemonade Day was happening. And just a brief recap of what Lemonade Day is in case people didn't hear that previous interview.
Right. It's a nationwide effort to get kids to focus on entrepreneurship. And it's a learning experience. And there's the kits that are available. Wells Fargo is a sponsor. The kits that are still available at all Wells Fargo locations outline for kids and their parents and their mentors how to set up a lemonade stand. And there's all sorts of learning activities that go with it. So it really does, you know, sort of planning, budgeting, borrowing, how I want to spend my money that I make, how I want to save my money, how I want to contribute back to the community with the money. So it's a really, you know, taking the whole idea of a lemonade stand that, you know, most of us at one point in our lives tried this thing, you know, Kool-Aid or lemonade out in the, you know, out on the corner, to make it an opportunity to really have kids understand what it's like to run a business. And so at alaska.lemonadeday.org is, you know, all the information about Lemonade Day, and it's where you register and where you get you know, a whole bunch of anything you want to know about setting up a lemonade stand. And, you know, it can be really sophisticated to, depending on your kids, their level of maturity, to sort of basic, but it's something that at the base level should be a lot of fun.
And how's registration been going? Any sense of that? I'm not sure if it all goes back to you or how.
You know what? And I get it. And I just checked in this morning with the Anchorage-based Lemonade Day, alaska.lemonadeday.org. We had 12 kids that came over to the library for the orientation, and we had a great time walking through. And they're just amazing. They're so cute. They, you know, the questions they ask, and we talk about, you know, entrepreneur. What's an entrepreneur, and what have you seen? You know, and what do you want to do with your money, and what do you want to do in terms of saving? You know, some of them are doing some things, you know, that, you know, really to give back to the community. They, you know, one had an aunt that had some needs, you know, that had lost a loved one, and then she wanted to save some money for, you know, for that family member, and it was just, you know, kind of heartwarming. So we had 12 kids that showed up there. I have 6 names on the registration right now, but I expect we're going to get more. And what's cool about, if you go to alaska.lemonadeday.org, under the registration, you can click stands on the map, and it shows you, we have one that is now registered for Saxman on Killer Whale Avenue. It's the Autumn Lily Lemonade Stand. 50%, she lists this, 50% of her profits go to Cape Fox Dancers. And, so that's, you know, she's already got the, you know, the outline. It's the Autumn Lily Lemonade Stands. You know, it's branded and registered now. That's Autumn and Lily. We also have Sophia Cook, Daniel Quinn, Nakisha Riley, Suzanne Douglas, and then Autumn and Lily, all registered currently. I suspect there may be some rogue stands out there, which is, you know, really just fine. You know, I was at the borough last night. They had a proclamation by the mayor. This is, you know, we're proclaiming, you know, Lemonade Day, June 10th. And, there was a question from one of the borough, assembly, you know, are we, charging taxes here on our lemonade day, and we haven't yet worked that detail out. But, you know, for the most part, we just want kids to have fun, it looks like that's happening. I'm still getting some phone calls. And what we're going to do, Maria, is be able to post probably later in the week, perhaps Thursday or Friday, on the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, you know, where some of these other stands are located. I do know there's one that's going to be at the Landing, because the Landing had set up you know, where rain or shine, you know, and they got some traffic there. So I do know the Landing. I do know out at Saxman on Killer Whale, 2711 Killer Whale. I suspect that's by the Totems, but, you know, in the little parking lot there. So look for the lemonade stands in those locations, and then we will post on our Facebook what other locations we have for the kids running these stands.
So the others haven't specified where their stand will be yet?
Correct. I don't have that. They've registered, but they don't have, you know, a stand. And again, you can go as deep and detailed as you want, but if you go to the alaska.lemonadeday.org, you know, as you register, it will ask you, do you want to put yours on the map? And you can, you know, depending on how experienced kids are with working the internet, you know, they can register that, and it shows up on the map. It's really cool. You can see the other ones that are going on Alaska. There's one, you know, there's a couple in Wrangell, and there are a couple up, you know, all up the peninsula, and then, you know, look all over. But those are the two locations that I have right now, and we'll post the other ones.
Do they often also indicate what type of lemonade they have or what they're going to have at their booth?
You know, I saw one that had, you know, that was featuring chocolate chip cookies and, you know, those kind of things. So yes, they can be more detailed about it. And that's what's nice about the kits. I mean, when you open these things, are they allow you to sort of, you know, brand your stand. You can bring, you know, what other kind of features you want. There was a one stand last year, I understood, that had spicy lemonade, you know, kind of, so, you know, it's something you kind of have to try it. I don't know if, you know, is this something you come back for? I don't have the details for, you know, these particular stands right now, but again, alaska.lemonadeday.org should have a little bit more detail about each of them, and we'll post what we have on our Facebook.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add?
You know what? If there are listeners who still have questions or want, you know, kind of work this through, Wells Fargo locations still have this, the kits. We have them at the Chamber of Commerce office, or stop by the second floor of the plaza at the Chamber of Commerce office, and I'll walk you through it, you know, for parents and kids. And it's not too late at all, you know, to get started. Heck, you can do this Friday night and, you know, put something together and have a blast with it and let us know. Send us your pictures. Wells Fargo is going to be out taking pictures on Saturday, let us know. And we do have some of these locations, so we know where to find you. But let us know where we can find you. Give us a call, and we'll make sure it gets on our Facebook and people know where to find you.
Okay, and that, again, is Lemonade Day, also with the Chamber of Commerce. You have Chamber Lunch tomorrow. Who is the guest?
Tomorrow we have Mike Carney coming in from the airport. He's our airport director, and he's going to give us an update. He just called me early this morning. There's sort of three options on how we're going to approach. And, you know, by the way, there's not a bridge that's going to be built to the airport, in case you haven't heard. But there are going to be different ferry options coming up. And so Mike's giving us an update. We're going to have a nice conversation because it's ongoing. So we're looking forward to that lunch very much.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much
for
being here.
Thank you so much.
And we'll check in on Lemonade Day, find out what those young entrepreneurs are up to.